We selected Blake Martinez and Dean Lowry with our fourth round picks. Questions?
Elliot, the TV cameras had you fist pumping Ted after the Martinez pick. Can you tell us why you were so excited?
I do that after pretty much every pick. I always like our picks, so we'll see once they get here. Hopefully they work out.
What do you like about the kid?
I kind of like everything about him. He's athletic. He's productive. He played big-time football at Stanford. Can cover, can blitz, can sift over the top, make tackles on the outside. Thought he was a pretty versatile guy.
Elliot, four defensive players out of five picks. Is that a sign that you guys feel pretty good about what you have on the other side of the ball offensively?
I think so. You know, a lot of times that's just the way the board works out. But, you know, we like our offense and we like our defense. We're just trying to add good players.
I think Martinez has enough speed covering tight ends down the seam.
Yeah, he ran mid 4.6 combine. 34 and a half inch vertical. He can bend, he can change direction. I don't see coverage as an issue for him at all.
Elliot, he's kind of described as a guy that does everything right. Is that kind of what you've seen from his tape and just watching him, that he does a lot of things really well?
Yeah, he's a versatile guy. I think he was a high school quarterback. I think they recruited him as a linebacker, and he's been a productive player for them over his time.
Martinez, are you looking at him as a three-down linebacker?
Yes.
Four down.
What do you think of him as a possible nickel and his dime even a possibility?
I think it's a possibility. He played in space a lot at Stanford, and they like to throw out in the Pac-12, so that's something he's used to.
Was that a big need, you think? I mean, was that a goal in this draft for maybe Tay to get a guy who could play coverage and do those sort of things?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we always like to add good players. I don't think it was as big of a need as some members of the media like to say it is. We did have a Pro Bowl inside linebacker last year that everyone seems to forget about. But, adding a good player is always good.
Does he have a skill set that's different than the guys currently at that position group?
I don't want to get into that, especially comparing him to some of the guys we have. He was a little bit more productive in college maybe than some, but that's not something that I want to get into.
Elliot, that Pro Bowl inside linebacker that you had, your head coach did say that he wants him outside this year. Mm-hmm. So how did that kind of change the dynamic and your thought process about that position?
Clay prefers to play outside. I don't think that's a big secret. So anytime we can add someone inside that helps facilitate that, it's a good thing.
Elliot, what stood out about Dean?
Dean's kind of it's cliche, but he's a blue-collar guy, probably an underrated athlete, over 30-inch vertical, over 30 on the bench, disruptive, run and pass, lined up all over the line, outside, inside, just a solid player for Northwestern.
You know, you look at his athletic numbers, he might be the most athletic guy in the draft, or he's up there. I mean, is he surely a D lineman, or could he be one of those elephant kind of guys, or where do you see him?
Like I said, he's really versatile. I see him as a defensive end, can play inside at the 3-tech, can play outside at the 5, probably could stand up some, but we do see him as a defensive lineman.
Did he play like that?
Yes.
I mean, did he play to that athletic ability that he showed at the combine? Did he play?
Yeah. He can get around the edge. He can beat inside with quickness. He's strong. So we thought he was a versatile guy and a good value pick here.
Do you like what you've done with your defense so far?
So far, a lot of work to do.
So in what ways has it improved over these first four rounds?
I think depth. Getting Clark, obviously we expect him to contribute. And then Fackrell and Martinez and Lowry on the defensive side as well. I mean, those guys will all be in position to battle and compete for snaps.
How much of a priority has it been to add size to your defense? You're having a lot of big players.
I think it was a priority. I mean, you know, obviously with BJ retiring, we lost some guys up front, and Mike Neal's moved on. So it just looks like something that we addressed as a need, and we've been able to fill it so far. Couple more picks to go.
Hey, Elliot, I know you guys like all your scouts and you guys all work well together, and sometimes it just plays out this way, but you guys have taken a lot of West Coast guys over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and you've worked with Sam forever. J- just kind of where is your respect level for him, and what's he like in terms of whether how he talks about his guys or the reports he writes up? Because there's an awfully strong West Coast flavor to your...
Yeah, you know, that sometimes that's just how it works out. I love Sam. I've known him forever. He worked for my dad. He really works hard. He knows the players. He knows his area. And he's not afraid to give his opinion. He's not afraid to stand up and say, you know, Ted, I hate this guy, you know. So he's a good guy to work with.
When you're evaluating a linebacker like Blake, I don't know, is there any similarities to the scheme that they're running for defense at Stanford and how that helps you evaluate a player and how you would fit into Dom's defense?
They run a 3-4 out there. It's multiple, but they do run a 3-4, so it's nice to see a guy that can line up in multiple spots like Blake did and cover and play the run and do all those things. He didn't come off the field for those guys.
Elliot, you said you feel like being a player for your 5-tech end. Is Armley at all the concern with him?
Not really. He does have short arms for his frame, but, you know, he's 6'6". And we didn't really see that being an issue because there's a lot of guys with long arms that don't extend and use it, and he does.
A couple more.
Do you see Martino, was he a strong or a weak opponent in that 3-4?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I think he was a weak inside. I see him being more of the skill set of a weak inside backer for us. But he'll play both. I'm sure they'll get him snaps at both.
Elliot, what do you like best about Lowry? If you were to pick the one thing that stands out the most about him,
I think just his athleticism and flexibility. I know that's two things, but he's built low to the ground, and he's a versatile guy. Rush the passer and play the run.